Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about the blended rate on refinancing a mortgage. Well, what's that all about? Well, you know, if you're in the 3s or 4% on your mortgage, you're sitting tight, but all of a sudden you have all this equity in your home and you're realizing that you have this credit card debt in the 20% range, and maybe it's added up. Maybe it's part of the $1.2 trillion outstanding. Maybe you have car loans, student loans. Well, our prices of homes are at an all-time high. Is it time to think about refinancing? We do know the probability of rates coming down the road are pretty great. So you will have that chance to refinance. Do you do it now or do you wait? And I want to go into that for a little bit. If you refinance now, I'm sure you'll save a considerable amount. We kind of break down of what you're presently paying to compare to what you will be paying once you consolidate. You know, I can't tell exact because I don't know your particular situation, but I know that there's such savings that are so great that it takes 4, 5, 6 months. But again, I don't know until we talk about your individual situation. So then when the rates do come down, you're able to refinance again. Well, you say, well, why don't I just wait? Well, let's think about this for a moment. What happens if prices of homes go down or something happens or an event happens? What goes on then? Well, if prices drop, you can refinance your mortgage to mortgage, but you can't do the cash out if the values go down. So what happens is back in 07, 08, they had a program called the HARP. It didn't matter if you owed $200,000 and your house is only worth $100,000. No appraisal was needed. HARP, Fannie, Freddie, you could refinance a loan. So I always think that maybe it's a better. If you're feeling the squeeze, maybe it's time to refinance. And then, of course, going through the time frame and then redoing your loan again when it is when the rates do drop, but at least you have a safe position. So those are the thoughts that I have out loud, and it's a great opportunity to take advantage of it. Do I think it makes sense? Well, I don't know your situation, but if you can get the house in order, it seems like everything of prices of food, medical, and everything else seems to homeowners insurance and everything else seems to be still on the upward move. I don't see anything slowing down or even going down. So with that being said, I think you got to give some consideration to making that phone call to find out if it makes sense today or do you wait. Obviously, if you're doing a rate term refi, I wouldn't do a rate term refi to go to a higher rate. That makes no sense. What is the benefit to you by consolidating and getting the house in order and getting one low payment and having a safety call in case you ever did have to use the HARP program? Didier Buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage. Tune in to my website at www.didiermortgage.com. Thank you again. Until next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit DDAMortgage.com. That's DDAMortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.